This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 37. It says there, "Now in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." End of quote. There is a difference between conquerors and more than conquerors. The Super Bowl 22 in Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego was memorable in history. Redskins overcome a 10% deficit and then beat Broncos 42-10. To conquer means to get victory over the enemy or adversary. But to become more than a conqueror means not just success but enormous, overwhelming and massive victory. Bible says if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not just a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. You have a vast and enormous margin of victory. Elsewhere in one of our previous Daily Insight, we learned God already decreed your victory. And no matter who and what comes against us, God works all things together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. You see, this is a no matter promise. Dearly beloved, you may be wondering why certain things happen to you, because you did not deserve it. However, be confident by the eternal word of God that promises you this. God is at work in your life, and He is going to put all things together for good for you. The reason is this: God foreknew all things going to happen in your life. With all full knowledge, He predestined you to become conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Not only He foreknew all about you and predestined you to look like Christ Jesus through it all, but also He called you in time, justified, and even already glorified you. Now the question is this: after considering all these truths, what are our conclusions? Number one, if God is for us, the way the Bible explained in the above paragraph, who can be against us? Is anyone a match to God? People, enemies, and even the devil? Make a note, it does not mean people, devil, or circumstances would not come against you. It does not mean no one would mock, tease, and slander you. It does not mean they will not persecute you. Bible says everyone who wants to live a godly life will have persecution in this world. It does not mean the devil would not come against you with his schemes. Devil may say to you, look at what happened in your life. Now God is not on your side. And he will try to tell and convince you that you are a failure. He would say because of your shortcomings, God does not love you, or he is not on your side. God is not on your side is the devil's age-old lie from the Garden of Eden. Beloved, if the devil or his representatives, there are so many representatives right here around us, and if they tell you that you are a failure or you are not accepted in the sight of the Lord, then right away ask this question in verse 34-35. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and is also risen, who is even the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for you. Who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? You see, it says it is the God who justified, and if so, who can bring a charge against God's elect and predestination? Who can condemn? Because Christ is the one who died and then risen again for your sake, and he is at the right hand of God and makes intercession for you. All condemning tongue should stop, because they are condemning against the blood and the intercessory work of Christ. Then the third question is, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Of course, we will have unexpected setbacks in our Christian life. And of course, this comes in many forms and fashions. Our dear own people, the people we thought we can trust, may stand against us to stop our progress. Does that mean Christ does not love us anymore? No, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Then it says, for the sake of the Lord, his dear ones are killed all day long, and they are treated like sheep led to the slaughter. Does that mean God does not love you? Listen, it says in verse 38, neither death, nor angels, principalities, powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 35 promises nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Additionally, the verse 39 promises none or nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Jesus loves us and nothing can separate us from His love. Besides, God loves you and nothing can separate you from God's love because you are in His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember our today's insight, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. In what things? You name it. Tribulation, slandering, various attacks, problems including financial, marital, relational health. You put what you face here. You are not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror through Jesus who loves you. By understanding who you are in Christ, how secure your future is, amid all such things, we will be more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I love you and trust your promise that you will work all things together for my good. I thank you for choosing me, saving me, and even glorifying me. I understand the depth of your love and accept your love. And I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior and Lord. I believe He died and rose again for my sins. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.